I wanted to sort of sum this up, our whole experience. It was a great experience, but, you know, if you look at Romans 1, it gives us reasons to be engaged in missions and in ministries, okay? It really does, and it's because our Lord Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we honor Him when we obey Him in that, whatever it is. And I'm going to say that lots of times here. Whatever He calls you to do, do it with all your heart. Paul says that the faith of the Roman church was being reported all over the world. And I'd like to go to Romans 1, verses 8. And he says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world." Okay, their faith is proclaimed in all the world. There was spreading news about what they believed and how they lived it out. Okay, they made their faith known. That, you know, that's tremendous. And he also says in Colossians 1, let's turn there. I want to go to verses 3 through 6. He says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood it, and understood the grace of God and truth." And I'll just stop there. Yes. My point there, though, is that the gospel is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world. Okay? That's a great verse. In other words, they were getting their faith out there. They were witnessing to people. They were giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. They were doing any of those things. Okay? Their faith was being put out. And he says to the whole world, too. I mean, that word "whole" is actually there. So, our faith is not a private matter. Okay, it's not something we just keep to ourselves. Let's turn to Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. These are well-known verses here. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Amen. That's a huge verse there. But what I wanted to bring out was that our light cannot be hidden under a basket. Okay? He wants us to put it out there so that the whole world knows. Okay? That's what we're called to do. We can't hide it. We can't stop it from shining. Our faith should bear fruit, and that growth and the fruit should spread throughout the world. Throughout the whole world, he says. So, the nature of our faith is public and it's contagious, and it needs to be shared, witnessed to, shared with others so that it becomes known all around us. And it goes everywhere. And Paul wants to see, he's telling them here in the Colossians and Romans, he wants to see the fruits of it everywhere. Now, all of us can report to our neighbors and brothers and sisters what God is doing where we live. We can talk about God to each other, and we can build each other up like that. We can listen to what He's doing in other areas, okay? Other areas that aren't just like local, okay? Any place, as you just heard on the slide set. You know, and in that way, your faith is being shared. Let me ask you this. Do we need to belong to a perfect church to be able to speak or reach out to others? Of course not. Was the Roman church perfect? Certainly not, okay? I did some research on this. I had lots of problems. You know, the book of Romans is absolutely incredible. obviously from the mind of God, but the church wasn't perfect at all. It was far from that, but he tells them that their faith was being reported everywhere, the whole world. Our faith in Christ needs to be preached and talked about by all of us in conversations among friends or not. And we need to remember that there's many needy, hurting, and lonely people out there. And as you saw, you know, the last slide there, I put Chris up there. And we're all made in the image and likeness of God. And we all have hearts that he's given us. There's just many needy people and hurting people that will hurt or that feel exactly the same as we do, no matter where they are. We shouldn't be afraid to take any opportunities that God puts in our lap to go out and work with them in his name. And let's see what God commands these kind of people in the world. Turn to Romans 12. Let's go to Romans 12, verses 15 and 16. Okay. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. And it goes on from there. But the point is, care. We need to care, you know. And if the Lord opens the door, not only do we need to be obedient to him, but it's the greatest adventure you'll ever be on. Okay? I'm sure that, Donna, you're... grandson would say that. The greatest adventure, the most meaningful thing that you can do in our world. And remember when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Just an example here. He knew he was going to do that, but he hurt with the people's hurt. And he wept as the people wept. He cared, okay? And he reached out to others. And that's true Christianity. We're making known the gospel of Jesus and its impact on people's lives, both at home, maybe through the church, whatever. Whatever God calls you to do, do it with all your heart. That's what we want to say right now. I think Linda and I both. We have a missionary faith, and it professes the lordship of Christ, and that faith should saturate everywhere with the aroma of the gospel. Okay? It should just saturate our own lives and move from us to others. And the older I get, the more I want to reach out to others using whatever opportunities the Lord puts in my path. Now, this one took some sacrifice and all, you know, 3.5 months out there. It was a long time, and we certainly missed everybody here. We absolutely did. But the Lord dropped it in our laps. We debated about it actually for a long time before we did it. But, you know, it's the only thing that provides ultimate meaning. I would absolutely say that with all sincerity. And if you want to draw close to God, the way to do it is to reach out to others in his name, always in his name. I've told many of the Haitian mission teams that I've been on to remember that as good as the Red Cross is, we're not the Red Cross. Okay? We have a much greater message than the Red Cross, although we may do some of the same stuff. Or my brother's involved with Habitat for Humanity. Great organization, no problem, but they never give the gospel out, you know, and yet there are other organizations that do the same thing that do, okay? So we always want to remember that we're doing this in his name. And I believe to do these things, to focus your life on reaching out in Jesus' name as he would, it's the only way to find meaning, and it's the only way to satisfy the God who created us and gave himself for our salvation. Okay? Here or at home, whatever it is. Do all that you can do, and do it with gusto, with all your heart. So, just in conclusion, I would pray that we'd all be salt and light. Okay? And we just desire to give a cup of cold water in his name as he opens up opportunities. There was nothing special about us. We just found this, and we looked into it. We found it because our daughter's out there, you know? So we had a little bit of a connection, and we followed it up. But, you know, any of us can do those things that we did there, and I just encourage you there's nothing better that you'll ever do than to open up either, even to your neighbor or well, something like that, something like we did. So that's what I have for you today. Thanks for all of your support. And, you know, it was a great thing. We grew as much as or we gave, we received as much as we gave. Let me put it that way. We absolutely did. So.